100 Quotes by Immanuel Kant, narrated by Jonathan Waite. We are not rich by what we possess, but by what we can do without. He who is cruel to animals becomes hard also in his dealings with men. We can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. Act in such a way that you treat humanity, whether in your own person or in the person of any other, never merely as a means to an end, but also at the same time as an end. Enlightenment is man's release from his self-incurred tutelage. Tutelage is man's inability to make use of his understanding without direction from another. Self-incurred is this tutelage when its cause lies not in lack of reason, but in lack of resolution and courage to use it without direction from another. Sapere aude. Have courage to use your own reason. That is the motto of enlightenment. Look closely, the beautiful may be small. Dare to think. One who makes himself a worm cannot complain afterwards if people step on him. Two things fill the mind with ever-increasing wonder and awe. The more often and the more intensely the mind of thought is drawn to them. The starry heavens above me and the moral law within me. I had to deny knowledge in order to make room for faith. For peace to reign on earth, humans must evolve into new beings who have learned to see the whole first. Whereas the beautiful is limited, the sublime is limitless, so that the mind in the presence of the sublime, attempting to imagine what it cannot, has pain in the failure, but pleasure in contemplating the immensity of the attempt. All our knowledge begins with the senses, proceeds then to the understanding, and ends with reason. There is nothing higher than reason. Seek not the favor of the multitude. It is seldom got by honest and lawful means, but seek the testimony of few, and number not voices, but weigh them. Out of the crooked timber of humanity, no straight thing was ever made. The busier we are, the more acutely we feel that we live, the more conscious we are of life. Two things fill the mind with ever new and increasing admiration and awe. The more often and steadily we reflect upon them, the starry heavens above me and the moral law within me. I do not seek or conjecture either of them, as if they were veiled obscurities or extravagances beyond the horizon of my vision. I see them before me and connect them immediately with the consciousness of my existence. But to unite in a permanent religious institution which is not to be subject to doubt before the public, even in the lifetime of one man, and thereby to make a period of time fruitless in the progress of mankind.